WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The College Station City Council has finished more than 6 years of legal battles over the land where the Scott and White Hospital is now located.
In 2007, the council rejected rezoning land at Rock Prairie Road and the freeway for a new Walmart. That led to a pair of lawsuits. The first was a landowner suing the city. The second was the city suing an insurance company for failing to cover damage claims from the first lawsuit. And last night's council meeting was a $4 million settlement with the insurance company. The city keeps $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. The council settled the first lawsuit 3.5 years ago, paying the landowner $1.6 million after spending another $2 million in legal fees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An international audience was at the Bush Library participating in the formal announcement selling a pharmaceutical company founded by the Texas A&M system to investors from Japan.
I'm so glad that you could make it to Kalon's graduation from Texas A&M.
The founder of Kalon Biotherapeutics, Andrew Strong, reminisced about the last 3 years leading up to the sale of the BioCorridor facility to FDB, which is short for Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. President Steve Bagshaw, who will be overseeing FDB's local operations, recalled his first visit from England to Aggieland 15 months ago.
And we meet the Texas A&M support team, the Bryan College Station support team, and we were blown away by the energy of the team that was supporting the team on the ground. And on the journey back to Houston, I turned to John Foy and said, John, we've got to do this deal. This is something that really, really fits the way we are.
FDB purchased a 49% interest with the option of acquiring the rest of Kalon. Texas A&M's academic building won't be named for Governor Perry. He told graduates at Thursday night's convocation program he had declined the offer. It's expected to only take 17 seconds for the west side of Kyle Field to come down Sunday morning.
Kyle Field's west side became a construction zone within 24 hours following the final game on Thanksgiving night. Vice President of Manhattan Construction Group, Greg McClure, says the final steps are being taken to prepare for Sunday's implosion.
We have cored a little over 1,100 cores and are about 95% complete with loading the charges in that. Over the next 3 to 4 days, we will be wiring all of those charges, getting ready for Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and then the fireworks begin at that point.
McClure says moving ahead, foundation will be set in January, and steel will begin to go up in February. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College will host its first fall graduation ceremony since opening its doors in 1883. Spokesman Richard Brace says today's ceremony will also be the first ceremony held in Bryan.
It's exciting to work at a college that's been around for 131 years, but is still willing to break away and create some new traditions, and that's what we're looking to do with this graduation ceremony.
The ceremony will be held at the Bryan Civic Auditorium at 6:30. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. Dennis Fraley's charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. College Station police continue to investigate the circumstances of a man who remains in the hospital after he was hit by a train the night before last. What's known so far is the man, whose name has not been released, was riding his bike but got off to walk across the tracks in the area of Welborn and University when he wasn't able to escape the approaching train. Union Pacific officials say the man's injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. WTAW News time is 6:10. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Allmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Allmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welborn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Norma G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normagtractor.com.
A wet morning around the region. As showers continue to lift through the area, they will taper off this afternoon. We'll be left with clouds through the afternoon, highs 55 to 60. Lots of cloudiness for tonight. Lows will be near 45. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 to 60. It's partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog tomorrow night, 45. Sunday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday, close to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Cameron Yeoman and Bremine gang already playing in their state championship games. We'll have an update on that from Zach Taylor in our high school football report. A&M football held their pre-Liberty Bowl press conference, and they're a coach light. Actually, now they're two coaches light.
Coach light? Is there a coach? I didn't know they had a coach light on their staff.
It's like, never mind, I was going to do a beer joke, but we'll just move on.
Okay.
We'll also get you updated on men's and women's basketball, the NBA, and MOA all coming up. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So as far as the thunder and lightning.
Goodness sakes, oh, that was, man, a little rattly last
night. Yeah, it's this is a fairly significant area of the state of Texas is covered by all this. Goes down to Corpus Christi. Good chunk of it here, obviously, we went through. Actually, we kind of just went through the edges of it. It's really heavy up around Madisonville and over into deep east Texas. Heaviest rainstorm in the state of Texas right now, however, is between Houston and Galveston. Not fun to be doing that kind of stuff and, you know, commuting. And
they're used to the water.
That's
it's
right.
Fine.
Anyway, it's raining into the Metroplex right now and all this stuff. And actually goes on over into Louisiana and Mississippi. I mean, it's a big chunk of showers. It'll be moving through today. So, anyway, we're glad that that's going on because we do need a little rain. We're sorry about the people who are having to go through all this stuff if you're graduating and stuff. Two men walked into a...
Is this a joke?
No.
Oh. Two men walked into a bar.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can do a joke, but anyway. Two men walked into a Florida Walmart last week, loaded up a cart with hundreds of dollars in toys. Then one of them took off with the goods while the other faked a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah. To create the diversion. They would have gotten away with the heist, too, if the store didn't have, well, you know, those security cameras. They apparently thought their plan had worked, but police later used the video to identify the thieves, one of whom on probation for having misbehaved before, apparently. So, anyway. That going on, and, you know, I was going to see if I could find, I know, you know, because Kevin doesn't like our other song that we've been doing, I needed to find something else that we could play this morning. Because it's getting close to Christmas, after all. Just 6 days away. 5 days away, 4 days away.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Brought to you by Go Texan.
There you are.
For you and your ilk. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, a little class to the program this morning.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a dancing new year. Oh, our Christmas tree is bright, shiny teeth. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There you are.
It's going to be a good morning.
That was moving.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
We actually have a cow mooing story later on today. Just trying to tie it all together for you.
You know, when you grow up next to the dairy, you always wonder what it is you smell.
Yeah.
You realize it's not crap, it's just that dairy air.
Yeah.
Some parts of Texas, they call that the smell of money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
There you go. It's the 19th of December. It's Friday. It's Underdog Day, and it's also Oatmeal Muffin Day. Oatmeal Muffin.
Here I come to save the day.
Yeah. And birthdays of...
We are celebrating with Jake Gyllenhaal from Brokeback Mountain and others. He is 34. Marla Scarlough is 34 from The Practice. Alyssa Milano, 42 years old from several movies. Tyson Beckford is 44 years old. He's a supermodel. Christy Swanson, 45, from the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I had to throw that in there.
Right.
Chris Angel, Mind Freak, is 47. Robert McNaughton is 48 years old. If you don't recognize the name, he was Elliot's older brother in E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's a postal worker.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
True story. Jennifer Beals is 51. She's
really?
In Flash Dance.
How old?
51.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Mike Lookinland is 54 from the Brady Bunch. Kevin McHale, head coach of the Houston Rockets, is 57. Tim Reed, otherwise known to every radio personality in the world as Venus Flytrap, is 70 years old. The founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, 73. Cecily Tyson, 81. And little Jimmy Dickens.
No biddy.
4'11" tall.
Star of Phantom of the Opry.
And he's 94.
Wow. Back in the old days, we used to talk about if they ever did a Phantom of the Opry, he could be the Phantom.
That would be awesome.
Softly.
Yeah, we used to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Alan Parsons of The Project is 66, the project that bears his name. Also, today's the anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life, 1946. Not that big a movie at the time.
No, it wasn't.
And, now here we go. It's Go Caroling Day on Saturday and birthdays of...
Probably ask first on that one.
Yeah.
Saturday's birthdays, Jonah Hill, 31, from 21 Jump Street. The lead singer of the Black Crowes, Chris Robinson, is 48. Anita Ward will ring your bell. She's 58. Michael Badalucco, I hope I'm saying that right. The one that played Babyface in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's my favorite movie. I have to mention it. 60. Jennifer Agutter is 62 from Logan's Run, the original. Alan Parsons, I have that on Saturday.
Oh, actually, there you go. Well, you could have two birthdays.
He's 66. Uri Geller, the guy that used to bend spoons with his brain.
Yeah.
68 years old. And the Catman, Peter Criss from Kiss, is 69 on Saturday.
Tommy Cole, who was the original Tommy Mouseketeer. Okay.
Tommy.
73. John Hillerman, who was on Magnum P.I., had that little pencil-thin mustache, but actually is from Wichita Falls, Texas, is 82.
Really?
Yeah, he is. And South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union. Tomorrow is the anniversary of that in 1860. Why did we let him back in? Oh, Myrtle Beach, that's right. Okay.
And their golf courses.
Yeah, before we do Sunday birthdays, we're going to load up the phones right now, 695-1620 for you early risers.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, well, we need to spread the joy around a little bit.
Sure.
Tickets, a pair of tickets to Jerry Seinfeld, who's coming to campus. 695-1620, we'll need your name and phone number. All right, Sunday is the winter solstice, by the way. Winter solstice, shortest day of the year, 9 hours and 28 minutes. Of course, it's the longest night if you want to look at it that way.
There you go.
All right, and birthday's on Sunday.
We will celebrate with Jackson Rathbone from the Twilight movies, 30. Crystal Hush is 46 from Head of the Class. She was the redhead. Kiefer Sutherland, he's done a few things lately.
Oh, my. He's Jack Bauer?
Jack Bauer is 48.
Oh, my.
For 48 hours. He can celebrate with the dual thing today. Andy Dick, who's just crazy, 49 years old. Ray Romano, who's just not, is 57. Jane Kaczmarek is 59. She was the mom in Malcolm in the Middle. Chris Everett Lloyd, and then just Chris Everett again, is 60. Samuel L. Jackson is 66. Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane.
Yeah.
She's 77.
Okay.
And Phil Donahue, 79 years old.
And Miss K from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, I didn't have that
Marcia K. Robertson, she's 64. So
well,
good
happy
on her.
Birthday.
Yep, here we go. 695-1620, tickets to Seinfeld. Hey there, who's this? What's your last name?
Cox.
Fred Cox?
Chris Cox.
Chris Cox. Got it. What's your phone number, Chris?
979-209. 9080.
Got it. Thanks. Hey there. Who's this?
David.
David who?
Fulham.
All right. David, what's your phone number?
936-870-6470.
Thanks. 695-1620. Tickets to Jerry Seinfeld. Registering right now. Who's this?
This is Pam.
Pam what?
Wirely.
All right. What's your phone number?
279-5019.
Got it. Thanks. Hi there. Who's this?
Debbie Dara. 777-2600.
Right. Thank you. Hi there. Who's this?
Bruce Vento.
Okay, Bruce, what's your phone number?
820-1554.
Got it. Thanks. All right, we'll take three more. Hi there. Who's this?
Randy Ailey.
All right, Randy, what's your phone number?
979-7536.
Say that one more time. I think we lost you.
979-987-3536.
Thanks. I know you never call yourself. Two more. Who's this?
Pete Lockett.
All right, Pete, what's your phone number?
693-3582.
All right, last one for right now. Who's this?
Sally Hughes.
All right, Sally, what's your phone number?
204-9010.
All right, very good. We'll do some more next hour.
This is Turn registering?
Yes, registering.
Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the president's executive actions on immigration are unconstitutional. This now, according to the U.S. District Court for Western District of Pennsylvania. Now, in the case of the United States versus Leonardo Juarez Escobar, President Obama's unilateral legislative action violates the separation of powers provided for in the Constitution, as well as the Take Care Clause, and therefore is unconstitutional. Now, 23 states have also joined Texas in a federal lawsuit suing the administration for violating constitutional limits on presidential power. Now, the president has issued more executive actions known as presidential memorandums than any other president in history. Now, when Congress fails to challenge the president or the states and the courts, well, they're left to do their job. Republicans in the House and Senate need to wake up.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
I've been telling you about a new game that my family, we've been playing for a couple of years. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, my wife and I and our kids, we love it. We discovered this game. It's like no other game you have ever played. All right, here's the great thing. You start playing. Everyone sort of begins to gather around the table. They turn off the Xbox. And guess what? You're creating family memories because the room is filled with cheering and laughter and fun. And the best part is everybody in the family, all ages, has a chance to win. My kids love that part. And now I'm seeing it all over the place these days. It's become a huge hit. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. So if you have kids or know anybody with kids, or maybe you just enjoy spending time with friends, well, give them this game for Christmas. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in that name, Wits and Wagers. It's the most clever game you will ever play. Fast-paced, fun. Just go get it. It's at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. The Wits and Wagers Party Game. So popular, guess what? You can find it anywhere. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
More banking by smartphone. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. 2014 brought a major shift in the way we interact with our banks. A study by Bain & Company determined that customers now deal with banks more through mobile devices than through automatic teller machines, branch visits, or traditional online channels. Most big banks have emphasized their digital offerings in recent years, but the Bain report suggests banks that go all in on digital are taking a risk. Digital-only customers tend to be less loyal than those who visit branches. One of the nation's best-known seafood brands will be foreign-owned. Thai Union Frozen Products of Bangkok is buying Bumblebee. The deal is worth $1.5 billion. Stock futures suggest the market may try to extend its rally to a third session. Nike shares declined after hours yesterday. The athletic wear company posted stronger sales and a bigger profit for the latest quarter, but investors were worried by signs of softening orders from Japan. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off?
If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. Gohernext.com.
Are you... This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
This Christmas, treat your clients, friends, and family to sweet treats from the Chocolate Gallery.
Choose from seasonal creations like eggnog bonbons, peppermint bonbons, and gingerbread cake truffles, along with other favorites.
Or place your order for designer cupcakes and gingerbread cookies for your Christmas celebrations.
And be sure to stop by and see our large gingerbread farmhouse on display, the Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
And online at bcschocolategallery.com.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And if you'll forgive the pun, at this point of the year, we're all spending like drunken sailors. But the good news is, if you've overspent during Christmas, you're going to make that money back next year. How, you might ask? Well, according to the experts, and in this case, it's the government, so take it with a grain of salt, the average person will save $550 next year on petrol, gasoline. You got it. You'll spend $1,962, which is down about 20% from this year. That's the lowest number since 2004. The average price for a gallon of gas in 2015, they're saying, should be $2.60. The three main reasons the gas prices are going down and you're going to save money next year: U.S. has increased its oil production. Demand is lower in Europe and Asia, and more people worldwide are driving those silly hybrid cars and fuel-efficient vehicles. You don't see too many electric pickup trucks here in Texas, though. So consider that and go buy one more present before you wrap up your shopping this year. And the money you save, you can spend at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Everybody does. And I have found so far two salvations, and I'm not going to say who because I don't want to give it away. They may be listening. At David's Jewelry and Coin, because they really do have a very different selection of things that you're not going to find like at the mall or one of those places. Heirloom jewelry, costume jewelry, goodies from Breitling, watches from Breitling and Rolex, baubles from Tiffany's, and bags from Louis Vuitton all can be found at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You can start the search at davidsjewelryandcoins.com, and it is plural, or go take a look for yourself because there's always something new in there. They're off South College in the same shopping center as IHOP, right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
It's 6:29, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Most of these showers will be out of here by noon. That's what we're hoping for anyway. High temperature will be about 55. Winds out of the northeast at 10. And then tonight, and really on all the way through Monday, no mention of rain in the forecast. We'll be at about 55 tomorrow. Only the difference will be sunny skies. 58 on Sunday. Monday, pretty nice, 67 degrees. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 10, 96% relative humidity. A little bit of rain passing through. But again, if you're going to be driving any place, you're probably going to have some sort of precipitation on you this morning at least. And we're looking at 51 degrees.
Thanks for calling Toyota-thon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyota-thon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyota-thon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota-thon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Some of the best-selling Christmas toys are the classics, like Play-Doh and Mr. Potato Head, and their origins are fascinating. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at successmint.com. That's successmint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. So many classic Christmas toys never started out as toys.
Lionel Trains were actually the guy who came up with the concept of a play train, did it as a store display in a toy shop to show off other toys.
David Hoffman, author of the book Kid Stuff.
It's just that when people walking by saw the display, they didn't want the toy it was advertising. They wanted the train that was carting it around. Play-Doh is one of the craziest things. It was formulated as a compound to clean wallpaper. And the sister-in-law of the guy who invented it complained that the kids in her nursery school, she was a teacher in her nursery school class, really couldn't play with clay because it was too firm for their fingers to manipulate. So he said, I have something. It's non-toxic. It's great because if you keep it in a tightly sealed container, it stays soft. And if you leave it out, it will harden just like clay does.
Mr. Potato Head was originally just supposed to be a premium in a breakfast cereal.
It was a bag of plastic face parts that you could stick into really any fruit or vegetable, but particularly a potato. The guy who invented it showed it to, it was part of his portfolio. He was a toy inventor. And when Hasbro, the toy company, saw it, they said, we want this. It was a good move because George Lerner, who invented the product, would have made $5,000 had he sold it to the breakfast cereal company. Instead, he became a millionaire. Mr. Potato Head was, by the way, the first toy to be advertised on television.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
UTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care.
I don't know about you, but everything in my house.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Business at last night's College Station City Council meeting included more road construction and closing out a drawn-out series of lawsuits.
The council approved rebuilding Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to William D. Fitch. Public Works Director Don Harmon says there's not enough money for a four-lane.
We are trying to wisely allocate the resources that we do have available. We see development pressure in other areas with... and we see greater transportation needs in other locations.
The city has acquired almost all the right-of-way for a future expansion. Construction scheduled to start in February and take 8 months to complete. More than 6 years of legal battles are over for the city regarding land at the freeway and Rock Prairie Road. Before anyone considered the idea of building the Scott and White Hospital, the council refused rezoning the land to build a Walmart. That led to a lawsuit where the city spent $2 million in legal fees before reaching a settlement where the city paid the landowner $1.6 million. Then the city sued its insurance company for failing to cover costs in the first lawsuit. Last night, the council unanimously approved a settlement where the insurance company pays the city $4 million. The city will net $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. Between the two lawsuits, the city lost $1 million. But Mayor Nancy Berry pointed out in a WTAW interview 3.5 years ago, it was a win for the city after the landowner sold to Scott and White. That combined with Walmart's decision to expand at its present location to what was at the time the largest store the retailer had in Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry's name won't be added to the Texas A&M Academic Building. The governor's convocation speech to A&M graduates on Thursday included declining the naming opportunity at his alma mater. You can read the text of Perry's remarks regarding the academic building, as well as the resolution the Board of Regents was supposed to consider online at WTAW.com. The sale of a pharmaceutical company created in the BioCorridor by the Texas A&M system brought officials from around the world to the Bush Library. A subsidiary of two Japanese-based corporations has purchased a 49% share of Kelon Biotherapeutics with the option of acquiring the rest of the company. The new president of what is now called Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, Steve Bagshaw, is from Britain.
One of the Japanese words that we use in Fujifilm is genki. It means enthusiasm, but it means much more than that. It means an unstinting passion for what it is that you're going to do. And I turned to John, I said, this place has got genki.
Kelon's departing president, Andrew Strong, described it as handing over FDB a three-year-old baby born to develop and manufacture, among other things, vaccines out of tobacco leaves.
New drugs that have the potential to significantly improve or save lives are discovered all the time. The things that we are doing here will help ever so gently increase that pipeline so that more life-saving drugs can get through.
The Austin American-Statesman reports the A&M system will receive between 2 and 5 times their original investment in the cash deal, which will allow the state to recoup their $40 million investment in Kelon. It will be an emotional time for some on Sunday morning when Kyle Field's west side comes tumbling down.
Construction crews have been working around the clock to prepare for the implosion of Kyle Field's west side. Vice President of Lindemood Demolition, Jake Lindemood, explains what was done with the debris from the first deck.
All the concrete that comes out here goes to a recycler. It's crushed and actually put back on the field for base right now. So all the concrete on the first deck was crushed into base, recycled and reused, and then the iron out of that was sent to recyclers.
Lindemood says his crew has truly felt the Aggie spirit during this job.
We've enjoyed working here at A&M. We love the passion of everybody here and how cooperative everybody is to work for here. And all my guys love working down here. They say they've worked in colleges everywhere. We've worked all over colleges all over, and they say this is the best college they've ever worked in.
The implosion sequence is set to begin at 8 a.m. and expected to take less than 17 seconds. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time since 1883, Blinn College will host a fall graduation, and it will be in Bryan.
This gives us a great opportunity to share the excitement of commencement with Bryan College Station and create some new traditions. I mean, we've been doing it for 131 years, and sometimes it's a good idea to shake things up and do things a little bit differently.
Spokesman Richard Bray says two students will speak at this evening's ceremony, which starts at 6:30 at the Bryan Civic Auditorium. Bray expects about 100 students to be on hand. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer who authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. 62-year-old Dennis Fraley is held at the Brazos County Jail this morning without bond. His charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Authorities say a friend of Fraley alerted authorities after finding photographs on the phone in September while helping Fraley install a mobile application. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. A man who was hit by a train in College Station the night before last remains in the hospital. Union Pacific officials say the 19-year-old, whose identity has not been released, report his injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. College Station police say the man was walking his bicycle across the tracks in the area of University and Welburn when the southbound train approached and the man was not able to get away in time. UP says train traffic was stopped for about 3 hours before the scene was cleared, shortly before 3 a.m. Thursday morning. WTAW News Time, it's 6:39, it's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of Fit You can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Good morning. It's 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have much more shower activity on the radar this morning than we had at this time yesterday. Widespread showers will gradually taper off as the day goes on. Temperatures today about 55 to 60. It'll be mostly cloudy through the overnight, 45. Mixture of sun and clouds develops tomorrow, stays cool, highs will be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows near 45. A blend of clouds and sun will develop on Sunday, temperatures will top out near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, sometimes you don't know what you don't have until you don't have it.
Let's go Sublin about Dana Holgorsen and the West Virginia Mountaineers not making a bowl last year. We'll have more on the A&M West Virginia Liberty Bowl that we had a press conference from yesterday. We'll have all that and more coming up along with your high school football report and a state champion, at least one, maybe two, because they've already started playing some of those games. We'll do it for you here in about two.
Not this morning.
Yesterday and the day before. Stop picking.
Yeah. No, actually, they just started yesterday, didn't they? Thursday?
Yeah, they played two yesterday.
That's right. I watched one of those last night. Watched two of them, actually.
Did you watch the Yo Man?
I did. Yeah, matter of fact, yeah.
They tied a record.
What'd they do?
70 points was the most points scored in an 11-man Texas State title game.
Ah, well, I didn't watch it to the end because I didn't know they hung 70 on them. So there. Wow, yeah. They look pretty good. Got the Navasodians today. Huh?
Yep.
See how that works out. A series of embarrassing security breaches has resulted in an independent review of the Secret Service recommending an overhaul in training and hiring. No kidding! Wow! And they said you need to find a new director from outside the agency. In a statement yesterday, Jay Johnson, who's Secretary of Homeland Security, said the Secret Service itself must commit to change, but the Secret Service cannot, by itself, make many of the fundamental changes recommended by the panel. These are the people who protect the president, you know, and other important folks. Don't need to be having some kind of a casual culture in that, you know what I'm saying? Not a good thing. Don't want to be doing that. You don't want an oopsie there. The president will be holding his year-end news conference today before leaving again. He's going on a 17-day Hawaiian winter vacation. Think he's going to have a lay-on while he does the news conference, just saying? Yeah. That's likely going to happen this afternoon. Details still being ironed out as of late yesterday, so we don't know. It'll be the president's first White House news conference since he addressed reporters a day after the November midterm elections. So, see how that goes. Jeb Bush has resigned his position with Barclays, where he was an advisor. And it's effective December 31st. More thinking that means he's going to be running for president. The White House decided it was this whole Sony Pictures thing is a legitimate national security matter as the studio has decided to pull the interview from theaters. So,
look, nothing's safe. Yeah. I think that's the only thing to take away from any of these data breaches over the past year, year and a half. It should be abundantly clear nothing that has been digitized is ever private.
Yeah.
It is for a little while, but never permanently.
Again, if somebody wants it badly enough, they'll find a way to get there. They'll pay for it. They'll do whatever. They'll find a way to get there. And but it's in, you know, Hollywood's reaction to all this has been very interesting.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, we're chilling creativity, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, and they're upset at Google for linking to these documents that they don't feel should be public.
Yeah, well, you know. Again, special treatment for you. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there you go.
Well, what was they had pulled all the Team America movies.
Oh, yeah, Paramount said they're not allowed
they're
to show them.
They're not allowed to show them.
Right, right.
Which kind of frosted my shorts.
Yeah, can't do that. Because we were talking about Alamo Drafthouse was going to show it.
Right, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, other movie theaters, but there you go. So let's roll out the recession word for Texas in 2015. Michael Feroli, who is the chief economist for J.P. Morgan Chase, has written in the Wall Street Journal, as we weigh the evidence, we think Texas will, at the least, have a rough 2015 ahead and is at risk of slipping into a regional recession, he says. Cause for the pessimism lies in the fact that the price of oil per barrel has been cut almost in half in the last 6 months. So we will see. You know, you got to have people who roll that kind of stuff out from time to time, but also understand that we have a pretty diverse economy here. We have a situation that makes it attractive for a lot of businesses to be here. And
more coming all the time.
Yeah, and more coming all the time. So we'll see. I mean, yes, it may not be as robust a growth as we have had in the past, but doesn't mean it's going away.
I meant to have this pulled up when we were talking about the interview issues. But I was reading through Reddit, someone mentioned that they learned in 2004, 2005, when Team America first came out, the Czech Republic was threatened by North Korea, Kim Jong-il at the time.
Oh, really?
And said, if you show this, you know, it will be very bad for you. And their foreign minister, the Czech foreign ministry said the film would not be banned in the Czech Republic. Quote, we told them it's an unrealistic wish. Obviously, it's absurd to demand that in a democratic country.
Oh, my!
So 10 years ago, the Czech Republic had more of a spine than Sony Pictures.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are two schools of thinking when it comes to backyard fruit growing in Texas. One school has you planting fruit that appeals to you without really doing your homework to see whether those crops are well adapted to your part of the universe. Nobody really ever graduates from that school. Sad and frustrated, they all drop out after a couple of years. The second school is for the horticulturally gifted plants people of the area, and that school's first lesson is that only productive, adapted fruit types should be considered when you start shopping for plants. Why, it says common sense were a requirement for admission to that second academy. That's where we're going to live. Blackberries across Texas, the topic, and they are adapted. I'll be back with details right after this message.
It's the perfect Christmas gift.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar, 48 pages long, of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Blackberries are perfectly adapted to Texas soils and climate. In fact, both vining and upright blackberries grow natively across much of our area already. Unlike finicky citrus, cherries, or avocados, blackberries think of many parts of Texas as their own personal heaven. So grow they will. Blackberries need full sun and well-prepared garden soil to do their best. Choose a site where they can grow for many years, since they'll perpetuate themselves with strong new shoots each spring. Prepare the soil by rototilling in several inches of organic matter to a depth of 10 to 12 inches. Blackberry plants are robust growers, making clumps to 4 to 5 feet tall and 6 to 8 feet wide. Since they'll be with you for years, avoid crowding them at planting. Plants should be 3 to 4 feet apart within the rows, and the rows should be 8 feet apart in the garden. Mulch the plants to reduce the amount of cultivation and weed control that you'll have to do. You want to choose varieties that are well suited to your part of Texas. Brazos blackberries or the old standards are still very good. However, they tend to be a bit tart for some people's taste. Newer releases have made serious inroads into the market, including thornless varieties Arapaho and Navajo. Of the two, Navajo is the more aggressive grower and the heavier producer. While it does have thorns, the variety Kiowa offers great yields and the highest fruit quality of all blackberries. That's Kiowa. For the record, trailing blackberries, more commonly known as dewberries, are very tasty and compact. They're also native across many parts of Texas. If you do decide to try the trailing blackberries, dewberries, however, use the variety called Austin. You'll find blackberries in bare-rooted bundles this time of year in nurseries or by mail order. Blackberries produce berries on their second-year canes. That means that you will not have any fruit at all the first year that you have your blackberries in the garden, but all of the stalks of plants produced that first season will bear heavily the following spring. After that, you have to prune the canes back immediately after they finish harvesting, after the fruit is harvested. They will never bear fruit again, so you're always dealing with one-year-old canes on blackberries. Give them a try. They're terrific, full sun, they'll produce. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The Cameron Yeoman, senior wide receiver Aaron Sims, caught six passes as the Yeoman won the 3A Division I state championship yesterday with a 70-40 shellacking of Mineola at Jerry World. The Yeoman's 70 points tied the record for points scored in an 11-man Texas high school football game. And here's Zach Taylor in the rest of the high school football playoff report.
Well, it's all come down to this. The Navasota Rattlers will be vying for their second state championship in 3 years this afternoon. But to do it, they'll have to get past a fellow unbeaten team in Argyle. Coach Lee Fedora sized up the Eagles' offense and their star running back Nick Ralston earlier this week.
Very well-coached team. I mean, when you can sit there and say you're 31-0, you know it's a great program, and their kids are focused and understand. So, like I told our guys, whoever's in the state championship, they're all good. I mean, you don't just get there to be lucky. So we've got to come out and not be so much focused about them. We've got to be focused on ourselves. And if we go out and play our game, we got a chance to win the game. If we don't, we got a chance to lose the game. So we've done a great job so far this week just staying focus and preparing, but we know we're about to face a team that they're going to hand it to that young man. He's going to run it at you, and until you stop him to make him throw it, they do have the quarterback that can throw it also.
Now, something's got to give this afternoon. The Rattlers and Eagles kick off at 4 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, with broadcast beginning at 3:30 on Navasota News 1550. Another area team, the Bremont Tigers, have already clinched their state title. They rallied to defeat Albany 28-21 yesterday to grab the school's first state football championship since 1981. And that's been this season's final edition of your High School Football Report. Until next year, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Time to hop over to the A&M program, where they had their pre-Liberty Bowl press conference yesterday. The Aggs are heading into Memphis for the first time in 40 years. The last time out in 1975, the guys fell to USC 20-0. Marketing director Steve Earhart has a bit of the selection process in the background on the bowl.
So great to have Texas A&M, because you have that great military tradition and that history. And the bowl was founded on those principles of liberty and patriotism. The original founder, Bud Dudley, football player, one of the last four lettermen at Notre Dame, fought in World War II and flew a lot of missions over Europe. And none of his fellow pilots came back. And so he vowed that he would start an institution that could carry on the symbols of liberty and freedom and patriotism. And so when Texas A&M talked about wanting to be in the bowl, that was very important to them. And of course, West Virginia fired back. West Virginia has more veterans per capita than any other state. The rivalry is intense.
On out of the X's and O's, head coach Kevin Sumlin said West Virginia and their head coach Danner Holgorsen are a little edgy, having not gone to a bowl last year.
I kind of got the feeling that that's a hungry football team. I think a year ago they didn't go to a bowl game, and when they didn't do that, you know, sometimes you don't know what you don't have until you don't have it. And I could see there was a little bit of an edge, a little chip on the shoulder to get back to a bowl game and win.
As for the defensive coordinator search?
It's going great. Actually, I've been flattered by the number of outstanding and phenomenal coaches that have responded. And a couple of really, really good conversations, you know. And as I said before, you know, it's important for us to get the right person and the right fit. It's not about time. It's about the timing of that person and the process and getting the right guy.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl is Monday, December 29th, with a pregame at noon. The kickoff is at 1, and it's all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And by the way, following the press conference, the media received an email saying that Coach Sumlin had announced that offensive line coach B.J. Anderson would not return to the A&M coaching staff and would not coach the bowl game. On out of Texas A&M basketball, where the men's non-conference slate continues this weekend as A&M men's basketball heads to Kansas City to take on Kansas State. That game is Saturday, and here's head coach Billy Kennedy on the Wildcats.
Good opponent. Team that went to the tournament last year is led by two really good players in Marcus Foster and Thomas Gibson. Gibson's a senior. We played against him a few years ago, a big body kid. And Marcus Foster is one of the top guards in the Big 12. That we're going to have to do a good job of guarding him.
The SEC Big 12 Challenge tip-off is at the Sprint Center at 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30 on News Talk 1620. The number 4 women's team is on their way to Little Rock, Arkansas for a big national matchup against number 3 Texas in the ladies' version of the showdown. Pregame for that one set for noon, and the tip-off is at 12:30. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. We'll keep it in basketball, but hop over to the association, where Anthony Davis had 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks to lead the New Orleans Pelicans to a 99-90 win over the Houston Rockets last night. And finally, a person with knowledge of the deal says the Boston